Manhood and Christ-likeness are synonymous. Why does this affect us? You're about to find out. Welcome to the Man Church Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the Man Church Podcast. Pastor Robert here. We're excited about talking today about men's mental health, men's issues, things that men deal with on a day-to-day basis. And today I have Pastor Roger Whitehead with me. He is the recovery pastor at Powerhouse Church. Pastor Roger, it's good to have you on the podcast. You want to introduce yourself and just kind of tell the folks a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Sure. Thank you, Pastor Robert. Again, my name is Roger Whitehead. My wife and I came here, I guess, 13 or 14 years ago, and came in here not on a winning streak. And we are a product of this ministry. And the very things that we needed when we got here, we get to participate in helping others with now. And leading a recovery ministry, I get to oversee our jail ministry, some of the schools that we go into, and just a little bit of everything. Anywhere we can help and any opportunity we can to help people get free.
That's awesome. Just so the people that are listening, they might not know your story. Can you kind of give us your story of how you got here? You said you weren't on a winning streak, but kind of give the folks an idea of where you were and what was going on in your life and how God moved.
Sure. We came here, I guess, like I said, end of 2008, beginning of 2009. We felt it was time for us to get into a church because, quite honestly, our daughters were getting a little older. My wife and I were not married at the time. And when we got here to the church, I was still battling, really struggling with addiction. Had a lot of serious issues with alcohol, cocaine, marijuana, sports gambling. Pretty much my problem was I needed more of whatever I could get my hands on. And was introduced to Jesus Christ here. And even as powerful as the touch of Christ is in our life, it still wasn't enough. And a couple of rehabs later, jail sentence, sitting in a state jail cell in 2011, after 3 or 4 years of in and out of the church, kind of reached the end of myself. And when I reached the end of myself at that time, I had no one left to turn to but God. And at that moment, that's where I believe that truly began living for the Lord. My marriage got restored. My family's been reconciled. And here I am working at the church now.
That's right. And, you know, he says working at the church, but really what God did was God transformed his life and then has put him right in the center of guys that are basically just like you. And so you can kind of relate and you can minister from a different place to these guys that come in here and that have lost hope, that have gotten to the place where they don't know what to do next. They come to the end of themselves, which is really a good place to be. When we come to the end of ourselves, that's really where we need to be for God to move. And so, Roger's doing a great job of doing what he, ministering here and leading our recovery group. So I kind of wanted to kind of get into, with your experience of doing what you've been doing, what do you see as the biggest obstacles that men face when they come in looking for help?
Boy, I would say just really what all men struggle with. I know for me, I was introduced to the word accountability here. And being accountable was just not something that I had any experience in. I had a little bit of success playing sports and some other things in life that were able to allow me to cover things up and allow me to kind of skate by and to get through things. And unfortunately, what happens in that process is you never really find out who you were meant to be. And I was a poser. I was somebody who was pretending. I was putting on something that I wasn't. And come to find out the hard way that, you know, I had some trauma to deal with. I had some things to deal with. And so I guess to answer your question, I would say that probably the biggest thing was accountability for me, is actually having some men, putting my life in the hands of some other men, and not my wife, not my kids, but another man. And something happens when you put your life in another man's hands, and change begins to happen. And it's difficult. It's not easy. Us men, we've got that Lone Ranger syndrome. We don't want to be told what to do. We're not interested in taking too many suggestions or asking people to get involved with the decision making of raising a family and running a life. But, you know, I believe that's where God steps in and starts to really move on us, is when we allow that in our life.
That's good. So what would you tell a guy that's listening right now that would say, you know, I don't know, accountability, I don't know. Do I struggle with that? Do I not? What does that manifest like, you know, in a guy's life? What can they be looking for if that's an issue?
I think if you have a hard time taking a suggestion and you look at everything as an attack, when anyone is making a suggestion or offering, making offerings about making changes in your life. I know for me, hearing that, I wasn't on paper anymore after my incarcerations, so I believed I could still drink. And it was suggested to me through being in recovery programs and at the church that, hey, you might want to put down beer. You might want to start there. And, you know, when you hear that and you really see that, you know what, I do need to make some serious changes. And at that point, that's kind of where the rubber meets the road, is, man, you know, I need God to help me with. I need God to help me to bring some other men into my life and allow them to speak life over me.
That's so good. Yeah, a lot of times when we get defensive over any suggestions, it reveals the independence that we're raised to be. But yet, when you become a Christian, we're supposed to be dependent on Christ, not really independent. So that's a whole nother thing that has to be unraveled. Where men have this independent idea, and accountability kind of just brings that ability for someone to speak into your life that can see blind spots, maybe areas of your life that you're not recognizing that are being destructive, that are not helpful in any kind of a way. And so I think accountability is huge, and I think you're right on the money with that. What would you say about discouragement? I know that I see a lot of men walking in really, really discouraged. What would you talk to about discouragement?
Yeah, it's so valuable and important to have people that are speaking life over us. And I know me growing up really unchurched and not knowing what God's word said, that all I had to go by was what my thoughts were about myself. And if I had to say one thing that was something that you just cannot do without, if you're really trying to make wholesale changes and be transformed and to walk in freedom, I would say getting God's word in you and knowing what he says about me. Most of us growing up, I'll speak for myself, I had an excellent father. He modeled responsibility and he modeled loyalty for me. We didn't talk too much about the things of God, but you know, I was given a chance through the home that I was raised in. But at the same time, you know, there was some neglect there. There were some things that, you know, I was left to myself. And sometimes when a child is left to themselves, it can be right up there with abuse. You're left to make your own choices. You're left to, you know, and as an adolescent, a teenager, those choices aren't always good. They're not always responsible. And I think that was the beginning of me kind of falling into addiction. So I don't know if that helps to answer your question, Pastor, but it's just one of the things for me that...
Yeah, absolutely. Like we teach at Man Church, we teach about identity. And one of the things that really attacks identity is how we, our relationships with our earthly fathers. Because our earthly fathers were meant to be the reflection of the heavenly father. And because we're flawed, we make mistakes. And when we do that, it damages identity. What causes the damage is really the wound of the father. And in some cases, the wound of the father can be abuse, which is physical and outward. But sometimes the abuse could be something like withholding or neglect.
Yes.
And sometimes we kind of glance over those and say, well, they didn't do anything. But that's the problem, is they didn't do anything. And so we're talking, you know, now I want everybody to understand, we're not talking here about bashing our fathers and our earthly fathers. We're just recognizing and acknowledging that a father has a responsibility. And if we're going to change the culture, if we're going to change the next generation, we have to take responsibility for where we are today. We don't need to be blaming everybody before us. We acknowledge it, we recognize it, and then we move forward and we make changes in our lives in order that the next generation doesn't repeat the same curse or the same mistakes that we've made. So I think it's incredible. I think a lot of men struggle with discouragement too, because, you know, I learned this early on with men's ministry. A lot of times we gather our men in churches and we get them in, and then we want to pound on them for everything that they're not doing. What we don't understand is that they've been pounded on all week, right? Most men are failing in their marriages. They're failing as fathers. They're struggling at work. And then they go to the one place that's supposed to be safe, that's supposed to be encouraging, which is church. And then all we do is remind them about how they're failing in every other area. And I wonder if the church would shift and begin to say, no, listen, you're the leader, you're the champion, and the fact that you're here on a Wednesday night, that's when we do our men's mini, is evident that you are different, that you're wanting to make a change for the better for you and for your family. And so when I see men with the countenance down, I try to come alongside them and encourage them. And I think that encouragement goes a long way. If you're listening to this podcast right now, you should be encouraged that you're listening to a podcast. Something in you wants to hear something that's going to help you and change you and take you to the next level. The world today the culture today seems to want to do away with men and to do away with the idea that we don't need fathers. And to me, that's an antichrist message, because God reveals himself to us as the father.
Yes.
And so, of course, the enemy would come and say, we don't need the father.
Yes.
I mean, to me, it's so obvious that it's an antichrist message. And, you know, they're just deceived. People are not the enemy. The enemy is the enemy. And those that are going that route with that message are just being deceived by the enemy. But we know that there's a power to a father, that when a man comes in and he's addicted and he's bound up with something and he's affected negatively by his experiences, that if we can get them to a place of deliverance and get them set free, that we can give his family and the next generations to come behind him the opportunity, because a father holds the key to affirmation for every next generation. In the Old Testament, in the Bible, the father's blessing was everything. It was, and I believe that it's in the Bible, because even today, the father's blessing is everything. And that every man that's listening to this podcast right now that has been through stuff, that, you know, you are necessary and you carry something that's God-given on the inside of you, that when you lay hands on your children and you give them the blessing, that you're imparting something supernatural into the next generation, and that we can reverse the curse of fatherlessness, we can heal father wounds, and we can affirm the identity of young men and young women to propel them and to cause us to be a catalyst for them to get into their purpose. And really, I believe that's what the enemy's after. The enemy's after trying to kill the purpose of every man, woman on the earth, because God made every man and woman. And before he ever made them, He had a purpose in mind. So it's a spiritual battle. It's a huge spiritual battle today. So, listen, thank you guys for being on the podcast today. We were excited about having Pastor Roger. Thank you, Pastor Roger.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
For being on the call. He's doing great work. Stay tuned for the next episode. We're going to have some other guests coming on talking about things that matter to men. And we love you guys, and thank you for tuning in. God bless.
Thanks for listening. If you're hungry for more, catch up on our previous episodes by searching Man Church on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. To watch this episode on YouTube, go to Powerhouse Church's YouTube channel. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment and review so more men can find these episodes. To learn more on why manhood and Christlikeness are synonymous, go to manchurchinternational.com. See you on the next episode.